Welcome to the Dr. Jim Cares Podcast with Dr. James Augustine, where we provide powerful solutions for helping you create wellness. The following discussion is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose or treat disease. Because our approach is individualized, it's important to not apply this information without first consulting with your healthcare professional. And now, here's Dr. Jim.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Head to Wellness Dr. Jim Cares podcast. And today we're diving into a very hot topic that's within the fitness world, and that is the 75 Hard program. Have you heard of it? Let me know if you have in the comments. I'd love to hear. If you have, usually you'll hear it on social media. That's the rage, of course. And we're going to be asking, is it the best path for you towards health and wellness? Stay tuned as we explore alternatives that might just be a better fit for you in the long run. So the 75 Hard program, it was created by a gentleman named Andy Frisella, who's taken social media by storm. It's tough. It's very tough. It's two workouts a day, 45 minutes each, a very strict diet. Whatever diet you choose, you have to stick to it solidly for 75 days. No alcohol, daily reading, and progress pictures for 75 days straight. And if you mess up, you have to start over. Sounds tough. But it promises to build mental toughness and transform your life. But is it for everyone? So my 35 years of experience is this. This program, 75 Hard, is not for everyone. As a matter of fact, it's not for most people. It's for a select few. Now, this is my opinion and my experience, which is why I'm talking about this. So if it's only for a select few, which would take into account age, physical fitness levels, and of course, any pre-existing health conditions, those are all very reasonable to think about. And therefore, those younger people that are in excellent condition might want to actually take on this challenge. I think it's a pretty cool thing for those that can actually do it. What about taking the best approach? That'd be my recommendation. Taking the best approach. So since most people around this time of year want to lose weight or body fat and want to have better health, why aren't we asking the right questions? Like, why can't you lose weight? Is it a low thyroid issue? Or high stress adrenal output of cortisol, right? Cortisol is a fat storing hormone. Or what about estrogen dominance? Estrogen dominance is a very significant thing today for ladies. And estrogen is another fat storing hormone that can become a big problem. So what if it's just diet related? Too many carbohydrates in your diet. We need to be asking those questions. So let's talk about alternative approaches now. So what is the alternative? It's all about balance and, keyword here, sustainability. Sustainability. Very important is to think about this. Is it discipline or is it punishment? Right? Because people can look at that and think about it in those terms. Is it discipline if you can stick with it, or is it punishment? Are you just torturing yourself? Many people think this way. So tailoring your fitness and your diet to suit your body and lifestyle is really key. So let's break down, what does that look like? So let's talk about some practical tips. Let's talk about how you should get started. What's your goal first and foremost? Is it fat loss? Is it building more muscle? Is it just becoming more healthy? And again, number two, we should be asking the right questions. You should be asking the right questions to find root causes behind your barrier that you're trying to break through. Like I said, is it low thyroid? Is it too much stress? Is it, you know, hormone imbalance, dietary changes are necessary? What is it that stops you from getting where you want to be? So now let's get into some of those practical tips that we were just starting to talk about that really helps you to get more balance in your health journey. So here's some things that you can do. I would recommend starting with dietary change. Let's reduce carbohydrates, which would be starch and sugar, also alcohol, and let's increase protein and good fats. This will begin to get you greater blood sugar stability, which the big thing that you'll notice is it'll reduce or eliminate your hunger or cravings, which then will make you to become more in control of your diet and what you're eating. Because imagine that our diets today are really fueled by hunger and taste. Imagine if you can take that out of the equation entirely and you can fuel your body based on what it needs. Because if you put sugar, a cup of sugar in your gas tank, it's going to destroy the engine in your car. But we put it every day, all day into our bodies, destroys our body. So not a good choice. Better to fuel your body with what's going to be the most and best fuel for your body so it runs most efficiently. That would be best. Number two, what about getting better sleep? Getting better sleep. I have this discussion almost daily with my middle son. Get to bed. Get to bed. It's such a difficult thing because, as you know, late night, after 10:30, everybody typically goes to bed, all your family does, and it's quiet. And you can get things done with no interruptions. You can watch TV. You could look at your phone, of course, but all these things tend to wake you back up and keep you awake. Not a good thing. So getting more sleep is critical to calming your body down, bringing that cortisol level down, and therefore becoming more fat burning instead of fat storing. Good thing. And it should be, for adults, 7 to 8 hours. Ladies could use a little bit longer sleep. So if you have sleep issues, another thing to talk to me about. You can contact me and ask me any questions that you like. I'd love to answer those for you. I want to help you. So number three, let's commit for a week. Anybody can do something for a week. So let's try and do that. Start off slow. It's like you have to crawl before you walk, before you run. So let's start off at a level that just about anybody can say, yeah, I could do that. I could do that. Number four, let's put in some exercise. Exercise is something which would step it up for you. For some people, it's doing anything at all. It's moving your body on a daily basis. So maybe it's going to be walking. Maybe it might be running. I'm going to start that running program. I'm going to train for the LA Marathon or something of that sort. Or I'm going to train for a half marathon. And then you want to surround yourself with people that have those same thoughts and ideas, and you can get all pumped up about it, and you can have running buddies. Great, great thing to do, to have some accountability there for you. Could be lifting weights, because if you're over the age of 40, you start losing lean muscle mass and you want to do some resistance training. Maybe that might look like doing some calisthenics at first, like push-ups and sit-ups and things of that sort. So start somewhere. Start exercising somewhere. And I believe you might notice that once you start this process and you kind of organize it, and organizing it would be start to change your diet, putting in more protein and fat for blood sugar stability, hunger and craving reduction. Number two, getting better sleep. Number three, committing for a week to do something. And number four, let's start some exercise. Great, great practical tips here. And so remember, though, that the goal is a healthier, happier you, and there's more than one way to get there. What works for one person might not work for another, and that's okay. That's okay. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on the 75 Hard program. and other fitness journeys that you've been involved with, that'd be great. Drop a comment below and don't forget to like and subscribe to my channel. I'm on social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, as well as YouTube. I'm also on podcasts, Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, as well as some others. So please look me up there. And as Dr. Jim Cares, that's my name for social media. I hope this was helpful on your, certainly on your health journey. I'm Dr. Augustine from Head to Wellness, and we will see and hear from you next week. Leave me some comments. I'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for joining us on your journey to wellness. Join us next time for more information and education about your health. And feel free to contact Dr. Jim on social media or at his office, Ahead to Wellness, in Buena Park, California.